is coming again. Cheer up, you pilgrims, be joyful and sing. Jesus is coming again.
戏说基督教，李四贵牧师主讲。
Coming again, coming again, Jesus is coming again.
请各位同我低头祷告。慈爱的天父上帝，我们实在感谢你的恩典，你让我们领有这样的机会，可以在你的面前领受你的道理。求主差遣你的灵到每一位听众的心内，帮助他们可以明了我们今天所研究的学课。这样的祈求自己不配，完全是奉主的圣名，阿们。
Now let us turn in our book to Lesson 32. Lesson 32. You will find it on page 124. Page 124. The subject is The Fall of Man. This is a story of how sin entered into this world.
人类罪恶的故事。
The first paragraph says, Satan was given an opportunity to repent of his evil deeds before he was cast out of heaven.
撒旦得了一个机会，让他悔改他邪恶的行为，就是他在没有被赶出天国以前。
However, pride kept him in rebellion.
可是骄傲使他仍然在这个被背叛的境况之中。
After Satan was denied access to heaven,
在撒旦不能够进天庭以后，
He determined to take revenge on God's creation.
他就决定要在上帝创造的大功之上从事报复。
If you will read the entire chapter of Genesis 3,
如果你念创世纪三章的全章，
You will discover how sin entered this perfect world.
你就可以发现罪是怎么样进入这个完全的世界。
The story of man's fall briefly is as follows.
人类堕落的故事该要的就是如下。
Adam and Eve had been created free moral agents like the angels in heaven.
亚当和夏娃被造的时候是有自主权，像天国的天使一样。
They could choose to obey or disobey the Creator.
他们可以拣选顺从或不顺从创造主。
In order to test their loyalty to God,
为的是要试验他们对于上帝的忠心。
A limitationwas set in the garden home.
在这个乐园的家乡里面就设立了一种限制。
And the Lord God commanded the man, saying,
耶和华上帝吩咐人说
You may freely eat of every tree of the garden.
你可以自由吃这个园中每一棵树上的果子。
But of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, you shall not eat.
但是这个分别善恶树上的果子你们不能够吃。
For in the day that you eat of it, you shall die.
因为你吃的那天你必定死。
Genesis 2:16 and 17。
这是记载在创世纪二章十六节、十七节。
Thus before our first parents were placed two ways.
这样在我们始祖的面前就摆了两条路。
Obey and live.
顺从就有生命
disobey and die
不顺从就要死亡
God permitted Satan to tempt the first couple
上帝容许撒旦试探头一对夫妇
Satan disguised himself as a serpent
撒旦就假装一条蛇
He entered the forbidden tree
他就进到这个被禁止的树里面去
There he beguiled the woman
在那里他就欺骗了这个女人
He made light of God's restrictions upon them
他就轻视上帝在他们身上所有的限制
Yea, hath God said?
上帝真的说吗？
Satan wanted human beings to question God.
撒旦愿意人对上帝有一种问题。
And God's motives in his commandments.
就是要他们怀疑上帝在他的命令里面所有的动机。
Then Eve repeated God's command.
以后夏娃就重讲上帝的命令。
And the punishment of death for disobedience.
同时那个因为不顺从所得来的死刑
To this Satan replied
对这个撒旦就回答
You will not die
你不一定死或者是你不死
Then he insinuated that God was surely keeping manfrom higher development by this restriction.
以后他就暗示上帝绝对是不愿人达到一种更高的发展啊，就是因为这个限制而不 让人啊有这样的一个进步。
Godknows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened.
上帝知道你吃的那天你的眼目必定开了。
And you will be like God.
你就要像上帝
knowing good and evil.
以后就可以明白分别善恶。
Genesis 3:5
创世纪三章五节
Till then man had had knowledge of good only
到了那个时候人只有这个明白良善的知识
They had not experienced sin or evil.
他们从来没有经验过罪与恶。
Oh, that man had never learned evil.
巴不得人从来没有学习邪恶。
But the parents of the human race were deceived by Satan.
可是人类的始祖被撒旦而迷惑。
They partook of the forbidden fruit.
他们就吃了这个禁果。What happened? 以后结果怎么样呢？
We read about it in Romans 5:12.
在罗马五章十二节，我们就可以念
：Sin came into the world through one man.
罪是借着一个人进入这个世界
，and death through sin.
死是从罪来的。
So death spread to all men.
所以死就影响了众人
，because all have sinned，
因为众人犯了罪。
There we have the story of how death came to all men。
这里就有这个故事，告诉我们死是怎么样临到众人。
Satan sinned in heaven，
撒旦。在天庭里面犯了罪。
He caused Adam and Eve to sin.
以后他叫亚当和夏娃犯罪。
Through them, sin passed to the human race.
借着他们，罪就传到地上的人类。
The wages of sin is death.
罪的工价乃是死。
Therefore, all men are sinners and must die.
因此，众人是罪人，也必须死。
By surrendering to Satan, man has reaped a harvest of woe.
借着向撒旦投降，人就收了一种这个邪恶的庄稼，一种咒诅的庄稼。
Not only did nature begin to wither and die,
不但是这个自然世界开始枯干死去，
man himself began to deteriorate,
就是人的本身开始这个败坏。
Adam lived over 900 years.
亚当活到900多岁。
But today, the average lifespan is under 60 years.
但是今日，人平均的寿命还不到60年。
During this short period of existence,
在这种短暂的生存里面
，life is a constant struggle，
生活是一种不断的挣扎。
The ground was cursed as a result of Adam's disobedience，
因为亚当的不顺从，这个满地就受了咒诅。
Thorns and thistles。It shall bring forth to you.
这个地呢，会给你长出荆棘和蓟类来。
And you shall eat the plants of the field.
你也要吃田间的菜蔬。
In the sweat of your face, you shall eat bread.
你必汗流满面才得糊口。
Till you return to the ground,
只等到你归回地里面去。
For out of it you were taken, 因为你是从尘土而出。You are dust, 你本来是尘土。And to dust you shall return, 以后你也要归回尘土。
Is this not a picture of man's struggle for a livelihood today?
这个不是今日人类为了生活而挣扎这个写照吗？
I grew up in China.
我兄弟是在中国生长的。
I have often watched the energetic farmer.
我屡次看到这个很殷勤的农夫。
He rises at dawn.
他是很早的起来。
After a good breakfast.
他吃了早饭以后。
He goes to the field.
他就到了田间。
There he labors all day.
在那里他整天的劳苦。
With his back to the sun.
他的这个背是朝太阳。
And his face to the soil.
他的面是向这个地图。
His toil continues through the heat of the day.
他的劳苦是在整天这个白天热的时候继续不断的。
And does not end until dusk.
一直到这个黄昏的时候才完了。
At twilight, he trudges home with a heavy burden on his shoulders.
在黄昏的时候重着脚步回家有这个很重的担子在他的肩膀上。
When supper is over, it is time to retire.
这个晚饭吃完了以后就到了应当睡觉的时候。
If the weather is kind,
要是这个天气良好
the farmer will have a good harvest.
这个农夫会有一种丰富的庄稼。
Alas, how often we hear of flood and famine with resulting starvation.
不幸的是我们常常听到有洪水有饥荒结果就有饥饿。
Originally, man was ruler of this world.
原来人是这个世界的这个管理者。
This authority has been given him by the owner.
这种权柄原来是主人上帝赐予他的。
Thus he became the steward of God's creative works.
这样他变成上帝创造大功的一个管家。
Then man lost this dominion.
以后人就失去这个管理权。
Today the devil has become the prince of this world.
今日魔鬼就成了这个世界的王。
He offers man a life of indulgence.
他给人的就是一种放纵的生活。
He made man think that a life of sin is a life of freedom.
他让人觉得啊，罪恶的生活就是自由的生活。
In reality, however, man has become a slave.
但实际上，人就变成了撒旦的奴仆。
Become a slave to Satan. Man's future would have been very dark.Had not God provided a way of escape.
本来这个人的前途要是上帝没有为他预备一个出路的话就是非常的黑暗。
The last part of Romans 6:23 reads
罗马六章二十三节的这个下段是这样念的。
But the gift of God is eternal life
through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
但是上帝的恩赐，借着主耶稣基督，我们的主，乃是永生。
Yes, man's public enemy is Satan.
是的，人类的公敌就是撒旦。
Through deception, he holds us captive.
他利用欺骗的手段把我们捆绑了。
And we await death, eternal death.
所以我们在等待着死亡，永远的死亡。
But Christ, by his death and resurrection, has overcome death and set the captive free.
可是耶稣借着他的死和复活，就胜过了死亡，把这个俘虏给释放。
Thus he takes away the sting of death.
这样他就把这个死的毒钩就脱去了。
To die in Christ is but a sleep.
在耶稣里面死只不过是一种睡觉一样的。
The Bible says,
圣经说，
When Christ, the source of life, returns,
就是基督生命的来源回来的时候，
He restores life to the sleeping saints,
他就恢复这些睡觉的圣徒的生命。
This time, it is life eternal.
这一次他们得到的就是永远的生命。
Before that time, we must all pass the test of loyalty to God.
在那个时候以前，我们都要经过这个效忠上帝的一个考验。
We do not have time to read the entire lesson over again, but I will read one or two paragraphs to you. First, however, I should pronounce the vocabulary words at the foot of each page. Will you notice at the foot of page 124, we have number one, free moral agents. Number two, disguised. Number three, forbidden. Number four, beguiled.Number five, restriction. Number six, insinuated. Number seven, surrendering. Number eight, deteriorate. Number nine, thorns. Number ten, thistles. Number 11, energetic. Number 12, twilight.Number 13, starvation. Now let us read the first two paragraphs at the beginning of the lesson. Satan was given an opportunity to repent of his evil deeds before he was cast out of heaven. However, pride kept him in rebellion. After Satan was denied access to heaven, he determined to take revenge on God's creation.If you will read the entire chapter of Genesis 3, you will discover how sin entered this perfect world. The story of man's fall, briefly, is as follows, and you can read it yourself. It is now time to complete this program, so goodbye until next time, and may God bless you each one.